co-host.
We had just left ourselves with one question as to the relationship. If you see, no one's touched the board since last time. The relationship between our sugya of suffik moti v'vaday, using the lashon of suffik and vaday, versus a sugya that appeared a couple times in Shas of ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif, seems like the same thing. Chazaka is one way, and then ruba did change. And remember, we established that we think all, you know, all Rishonim who are explicit say that the suffix in our sugya means a suffix that's a rove. And the Balamor could be interpreted one way or the other, but he certainly wasn't explicit that the suffix in our sugya was a suffix a shuckle. So we have no explicit shita that our sugya is dealing with a 50-50 suffix. So let's say our sugya is the same as the sugya Ruach Chazaka. The problem is, we pointed out, different people talking. Over there, there's two sides here. There's only one side. There's a shakal tire and they question rove. There's not another shita, and the psak doesn't work out because here we say the suffix is not most of the vaday, but in the sugya ruba chazaka we say ruba chazaka ruba adif. That's the lashon of the chachamim in for example kiddushin daf pei by the isa. Remember the isa was tahora. Then the kid might or might not have touched. Either he might or might not have touched the dough, or he might or might not have touched a sheretz, but he might or might not have been metami the dough by touching, right? That's a club, that's a general language that's true. I mean, he might or might not have been metami the dough because he touched things. But rove, anyone who has kids know that if you rove, they touch everything. So the Rachamim say, what's the reason for Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir's reason is because there's a chazaka against the rove, it's a mir on the side of the chazaka. And therefore, we pass them like the chazaka. And what do the rabbanon say? Miyot command the lesser dummy. We don't count the miyot. Ruba chazaka, ruba adif. Okay. So if we obviously pass like a chum that ruba adif, then how come here we say that in suffering of tzimdei vaday? That was the question we started with. I pointed out that Rabbi Chanan here in the Kobe Shurim, a short two-line Rabbi Chanan in Oslam and Vav says, he doesn't. The Rishonim aren't bothered by this question. I'm not sure why the Rishonim don't. Like, explicitly say, what is the relation between this sugya and that sugya? I guess it was obvious to them. But the Achronim, certainly the 20th century Achronim, are very concerned about this. Rav Chanan says, V'kasha, came into Karuba, in Zasafik, V'talig v'flokti choshin l'mi'uta. Choshin l'mi'uta is the lashon of Chacham Rav Meir. V'hachlo ma'isiach plukta, why don't we bring Chacham Rav Meir here, is a mystery to Rav Chanan. So the question is, how do we solve this mystery, and how do we miyashiv our sugya with that sugya? So I could think of two ways. I've noticed that a lot of people try to say that, like there it's a robe and here it's only a suffix. That makes a lot of sense. It's a robe and rub chazak ruba adif. Here it's not a robe, it's only a suffix. That's a suffix a rugil. Suffix a rugil is more than 50-50, but less than a robe. If anyone here wants to try, you can give it your best shot. But, Rav Lichtenstein tries, but he says it doesn't really work. I saw Rav Asher Weiss also in the Chazash someplace he tries, says it doesn't really work. Some other are going to try to get it to work, but I'm not quite sure how. It would be great if we could say that's the most obvious thing to point at. There it's called rove. Here it's not called rove, called suffix. There it's a real rove. Here it's only a suffix, a rogel, a lower level rove. Here it's only a lower level rove. But that's a little trickier. Unless you want to go so far as to say that the case in Kiddushin, where it's a rove, means there wasn't even a mir hamotzi. It's like a 99% rove. And that's when ruba is adif. But in a regular rove, it's just called suffik haragel, and rove is not adif, which Rav Lichtenstein suggests. But I think that's very hard to... I think that's very hard to say. And then Rav Meir Michoshish Lamiot, even when it's a robot out of late Mira Matze, I think it's very hard to say. So the question is, anyone here want to give it a try to explain how our case is not really a rove? Okay, so let's see. I have two possible answers here. One answer is that maybe we can get both sugyas to work together, even though they use different lashonos, but maybe still the two sugyas could work together. How could the two sugyas work together? They're opposites. Ah, but this depends on the machlokas rishonim, how to interpret the Gemara in Yevamos daf kuf yud tes. Because the Gemara in Yevamos daf kuf yud tes starts out sounding exactly like the Gemara in Kiddushin daf pei. What's the Gemara in Yevamos daf kuf yud tes? We will stick for now to the Risha, a woman's husband and co-wife went off to Medina Sayyam and she heard her husband died. And there were no kids. So what does she do? So the mission is she's misopic. She can't marry someone else because maybe there's no kids and she needs Yibam. She can't do Yibam because maybe there is kids. And then she's not allowed to do Yibam. Then it would be an Isser of Gila Rice marrying her brother-in-law. So therefore, she can't do either one. I mean, she's not sub forever. She can just do Chalitza and Manav Shabbat. Okay, but she can't do Yibam or just get married to the... It's not like she's in a... She doesn't have a personal crisis. There's an easy solution of Chalitza, but we're not interested in the human element here. We're interested in the one. This, she can't do Yibam, and she can't do just Stam getting married with nothing to a stranger. Okay, why? So, the Gemara says here, what about the Rove? The Gemara says here, Rove Noshim is Abros V'yoldos. If the husband went with the co-wife to Medina Hayam, obviously for a while, most women have babies. So why don't we assume that there was another baby and then she's Patrim Yim Chalita and can just marry anyone she wants? So the Gemara says, it's Reb Meir he, who says he's choshesh for me, it's the same Reb Meir from Kiddush Daf Pei, who says that Rove doesn't beat a Chazaka. And then the Gemara tries to defend that it's the Chachamim, but at the end they go back and say that it's Reb Meir. Right? The Gemara says, El Machavart Masnisin Reb Meir he. Then the Shaklat Tari continues. Okay, but so far it's really parallel. What do we have here? Here we have Kiddushin Daf Pei Yom Aleph. Here we have Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud Tes Yom Aleph. I mean, it ends on Amud Beis. Right? What do we have here? We have what's the Chazaka? Is that the Isa is Tahora? What is the, here? The Chazaka is that she is Chayevas Asur Lashak, right? Meaning, she's Chayeves B'Yibam. And what's the Rove? The Rove is that Rove Tinokos, the Tapkos, that means they touch things, equals the Isa was Nitma. And what is the Rove here? The Rove is that Rove Nashim. Miss Abros Vyoldos equals that she's Niftera Min Hayibam Uluteres Lishot. And what does the Gemara say, at least at first? The Gemara says, and what does Reb Meir say? Reb Meir says that the Isa is Tahora. Because he doesn't care about the robe. He's Chashim of the Miyot. He's Machshiv the Miyot. Meaning, here we see, by the way, Rameir all over Shas of the Chashir Lamiyot. It's not a Chora. Bein the Chomer, bein the Kula. He's Machshir the Miyot. You put the Miyot with the Chazak, and that totally wins. And here also, Rameir is the one who says that she is Asur Lashak. Okay. There's more questions you could ask. Why is she Asur the other way? But that might or may not be discussed more later. And what do the Chachamim say? The Chachamim say over here that the Isa is Tmeya. And over here, the Chachamim, at this point of the Gemara, pretty clearly say, she's Muteris Lashok. Then, the Gemara goes on and asks another question. And what's the Maskana? The Gemara, you'll excuse me for skipping around the Shaklat Tari, it's just the most relevant parts. The Maskana of the Gemara in Yevamos is that Reisha Chazaka LeYibam. That's who said the Chazaka she needs Yibam. Veruva LeShok. In a row that she was Teres LeShok. Chazaka LeAdir Kiruva. Chazaka is not as good as Rove. Chazaka is not as good as Rove. Meaning Rove is better than Chazaka. You put a mirror of those who miscarry. Smoke the hazaka together with the chazaka, like palga, palga, and it counts as half and half. Okay, here the maskana of the Gemara is not so clear. Question is, what's the maskana of the Gemara? What's the maskana of the sugya in Yevamos? What's the maskana of the sugya in Yevamos? The maskana of the sugya in Yevamos is, let's review a little. Let's take our girsa. It's not so clear if our girsa is correct or not. There seem to be two girsas. Chazak is not as adif like a rove, or Chazak is not more adif than a rove. Right? Not 100% clear. But let us Chazaka lo adif ki rupa or me rupa, and therefore smoke miyot. We add together the miyot who miscarry lechazaka, and it equals palga u palga, and it's a 50-50 suffix. And therefore, the Mishnah says 50-50 suffix, right? She has to be choshes for both sides. Therefore, she can't do yibum, she can't marry in the shukah of chalitza. The only solution for her is chalitza. Okay. Now, the question is, who is this maskana according to? So far, we've been going according to Rabbi Meir. So far, we've been going according to Rabbi Meir, right? So who is this maskana according to? So one way of reading the Gemara, which is Rashi and Tosis' way, Rashi says here, they all quote from Rashi, but I think it's pretty important, Tosis as well. Rashi says, the first Rashi, Kirab Meir, to this library Meir, which is who we've been talking about until now. Right, I mean, we've been saying the Chavarta Kirab Meir, although the problem is he had an Ella Amar Rafa. So Ella changes something we said above, does it only change one line? And that was an Ella. Ella means to change something. But does it change the previous one line? Does it change two lines? Does it change three things? There's no way to know, right? So Rashi says Kirab Meir. And Tosos also says, Kirab Meir Hayish Lemiuta. Rashi and Tosos assume that we're dealing with Rabbi Meir here. Okay, different than Rishonim. Everyone quotes Rashi the same. Some Rishonim quote Tosos different ways. There are different Bali Tosos with some of the Tosos that we have printed. And the next Tosos also seems pretty clear to Kirab Meir. How? What's shot in this maskana? One derech is Rashi and Tosfos. This is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the one who asks for Lashok. Okay. Now, it's going to need some work within Rabbi Meir, I admit. Rabbi Meir, Osra Lashok. Okay, you're going to need to answer a few questions, which I don't want to deal with now because I want to deal with Sheikh Mechachamim. A, if it's Rabbi Meir, why does it say that Chazaka is not as good as Rov? Maybe Rabbi Meir seems to think Chazaka is as good as Rov. Okay, maybe it just means it's not better than Rov. Maybe it means Chazaka is not as good as Rov until you add the Miyot, and then it's better. You can get it. Also, according to Rabbi Meir, why is it half and half? If in Kiddushin, Rabbi Meir went with Chazaka 100%, even Lakula. Okay, so everyone deals with that. We're not going to deal with it now. Let's go to the other two shitas. The Rashba was in bracket. I'll tell you the Rashba because it's brilliant. Actually, I love this Rashba. It's so clever. And if anyone looked at the Rashba, I'm going to say over the Rashba in my words, not in his words. I think it's clear that that's what he meant. It says the Rashba, and we'll go back to the Chachamim. Chachamim. Rabbi Meir's Osra Lashuk, let's just say, Rabbi Meir's Osra Lashuk, Alpi Ha Chazaka. Okay, this matches Rabbi Meir's basic Shita, the Chazaka beats Rove. Right? It matches basic Shita. Nicha, the Rabbi Meir, the Chazaka, Adif, Me Rove. Okay, how about the Chacham? The Chacham Osra Lashuk, Alpi Ha Chazaka. Oh, that's not the Shita. The Chacham Shita is Rove Chazak Rove Adef, and they should matter Lashok because Rove women have babies. So assume her co-wife had a baby and she's with Teres Lashok. So the Rosh makes a brilliant deal here. Brilliant deal here. He says, no, we're talking about adding them, and this is the Chacham Chazak is not as good as Rove. Rove's better than Chazaka. But if Rove's better than Chazaka, then why do we choshes for the Chazaka here? So he points out a brilliant deal in the Gemara. The Gemara says, what's the miyot that we're dealing with here? The miyot of? Mapilos, miscarried. Isn't there another miyot? That's the only way to not have a baby is to miscarry? What's the other miyot? What? She's not confirmed in the first place. Again, I haven't done a study published in a peer-reviewed journal. It seems to me that it's probably more common just not get pregnant than to miscarry. Who knows? You know, but the meat of people who don't get pregnant is a serious meal. It's like we all know people who don't get pregnant, right? Not to mean nowadays we have all the fertility procedures, etc. Right? Meaning, you know, in the old days, there are people who admit, even nowadays there are people who go many years. Not always so posh it, even with all the technology. But in the old days, like, we could all name people we all know who never had kids in the old days. Right? So there are people who just never get pregnant. Okay. I mean, we don't know what happened to them. Okay, let's assume. Doesn't matter. I don't care which is bigger, which is smaller. There is a meter of people who don't get pregnant. What's shot? So says the Rashi, says, no, this case is different. This case is different than classic Ruv Chazaka Ruv Adif. Why? Classic Ruv Chazaka Ruv, there's a Chazaka and a Rov and a Miut. Over here, no. There's a Chazaka and a Rov and a Miut. And even within the Rov, there's another Miut. Miut don't get pregnant, Rov get pregnant. Even though the Rov will get pregnant, then there's a Miut who miscarry and a Rov who deliver full-term viable baby. Right? So here, there's basically two Miuts. The Lush of the Rashbis. Here, there's a Miut within the Rov. That's different. That's classic Ruv Chazaka, Ruva Adif. But that's when the Rov has one Miut. Over here, it's two Miut. There's a Miut and a Rov, and within the Rov, there's a Miut and the Rov. That already is a different calculus, according to the Rashba. That's what the Rashba means. That, what's the case in Kiddushin, according to the Rashba, was Chazaka plus Miut versus Rov. Okay, and then the answer is the Rov wins. But the case in Yavamos, according to the Rashba, is Chazaka and Miut versus Rov Misabros. Even within that Rov Misabros, you have another Miut Mapilos and Rov Yoldos, give birth to a live baby, to a viable baby. Okay, that's very different. This is a weaker, this is not the normal kind of Chazaka versus Rov. This is the Chazaka versus a very inferior kind of Rov, and that's what the Gemara means. Chazaka is not as good as a Rov. Even Chazaka with a Miut is not as good as a Rov. Rov beats the Chazaka. Every time Rov versus Chazaka, the Miut is on the side of the Chazaka. But here there's another Miut besides that, Miut Mapilos. Forget that the Miut don't get pregnant. Oh, and there's another Miut afterwards. This Rov would have beaten the Chazaka and the Miut don't get pregnant. But then even this Rov is split. Hey, another Miut Mapilos in that case, then we say it's even. We put all these together and we say it's 50-50. That's how the Rashba explains the Gemara Yavamos. Okay, very midoyik in the Gemara Yavamos, very convincing. But, I'm impressed by the Rashba, but okay, the Rishonim had their own judgment, and I'm sure they were impressed by how clever it was, but that wasn't their Shita. The Ritva and the Ramban have another Shita. What's the Shita of the Ramban and the Ritva? Right, the Ramban and the Korah Sheet. And the Ritva says the same thing as the Ramban. I mean, he quotes Narban. The Rashba also quotes Narban. The Rashba quotes Narban and says, but I have a different shot. And the Ritva, I think, quotes Narban also and says, and I like it. What do they say? They say, no, we misunderstood the whole Gemara in Kiddushin. They say, we misunderstood the whole Gemara in Kiddushin. What are they saying? That the Chachamim Osrim Misafik Al Pi Chazaka. Right? Osrim l'shok misafik al pi chazaka. That's misafik, not bevadai. Osrim l'shok misafik al pi chazaka. The Chacham hold Ruba b'chazaka Ruba adif. So says the Ramban, a shita that the other Rishonim don't seem to agree with, but is definitely possible. Says the Ramban, he says no. He says, what happens in Kiddushin? We misunderstood the whole Gemara in Kiddushin, says the Ramban. What did the Chacham say in Kiddushin? The Issa is Tameya. But what kind of Tameya? So he says the exact same thing. That in Kiddushin, that in both cases, Chazaka plus Miut equals the Rov for the Chachamim. It's exactly even in Kiddushin, the Issa is only Tameya Misafik. And likewise in Yavamos. Asura Misafe. Different shot in the Chacham, and the Chacham don't hold the Ruv Chazaka Ruv Adif, meaning the Ruv beats the Chazaka. No, they hold the Ruv. What do they mean? They say Ruv is Adif. No, the Ruv is Adif from the Chazaka. If you only look at the Chazaka, but the Chazaka plus the Milat is equal to the Ruv. That's a new pshat in the Chacham. And what's the new pshat in the Chacham? The Chachamim, Lefi Ramban, new pshat in the Chachamim. Ruv is Adif me Chazaka. But there's no such case of Rove against Chazaka. Rove is bigger than, better than Chazaka, stronger than Chazaka. But Rove is never against Chazaka. Rove is always against Chazaka and the Miot, because the Miot's always against the Rove. So when the Chacham say the Rove is better than the Chazaka, they're misleading. They're misleading to us. We think Rove beats Chazaka, like in any case there's a Rove and a Chazaka. No, I mean, theoretically Rove is bigger than Chazaka, but Rove is Shave the Chazaka plus Miot, and therefore in any real case, Rove theoretically is stronger than Chazaka, but the Chazaka always has the Miot on its side. Which again, I would have said, what is that? The Chacham hold Miot to command the Lesa, they're not Choshish the Miot. I would have said, no, give me a break. Rove's better than Chazaka. We know every Rove has a Miot against it. It's still better than Chazaka, that's what they meant. Because Chacham hold that we're not Choshish for the Miot. Chacham ignore the Miot, that's how everyone else would explain it, right? Rove ad me Chazaka, Shidakon Shmah, the Ramban is a big Chiddush. No, the Chacham Shita is not that Rove beats Chazaka. That Rove is stronger than Chazaka, but he can't beat it. Because if you add the Miot to the Chazaka, it turns out to be 50-50 even. And when the Chachamim say the Isa was Tameya, they meant Safik Tameya, not Vaday Tameya. And how does he know this? This is his Shita.
Rabbi, doesn't the Ramban have to...
What?
Doesn't the Ramban have to distinguish between the Miot, Hamatsui, and Miot, Lomatsui, and getting them to be 50-50?
Yes, I'm going to assume this is all talking about a Miot Hamatsui. I'll be common sense. All these cases are Miot Hamatsui. It's a Miot Hamatsui that a kid doesn't touch something. It's a Miot Hamatsui that the animals won't eat the flesh. It's a Miot Hamatsui that the woman won't have a baby. It's a Miot Hamatsui. I'm going to assume these are all called Miot Hamatsui. This is all within Miot Hamatsui. So, says the Ramban then, now, in Kiddushin, there's a machlokish, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says that Isa is Tameya, and we burn the Isa. So it's Vadai Tameya. Right? Even if it's Truma, we burn it. I mean, you can burn whatever you want. It's food. I mean, you don't have to burn it. Just feed it to a tummy. You burn it, because it's Vadai. And Rabbi Yochanan says, nope, you don't burn it. It's Tameh, but you don't burn it. There are two ways to understand what it means, Tameh, but you don't burn it, according to Rabbi Yochanan. It's Vadai Tameh, but as a Chumra Drabbanan, you don't burn it, because the Drabbanan have Chumras. Or no, it's only Safik Tameh. Says the Ramban, when according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says you don't burn it, it is only Safik Tameh. That's the Ramban's big Chiddush. It's only Tameh, Safik, Vilachain, and this only works for Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Sorfin, Lefi, Rabbi Yochanan, because it's only Safek. Now, if the Ramban is right, again, maybe I made a wrong turn here, because I didn't see this any of the modern day Achronim. So you tell me if you think I made a wrong turn, but I think I'm okay here. If the Ramban is right, according to Rashi and Tosfos, no. According to, if you ask, what's the Shita of the Chachamim? The Shita then, let's just ask, what's the Shita of Chachamim? Isha Tameya? According to Rashi and Tosfos, and the Rashba Nivamos, Vaday Tameya. According to the Ramban, and the Ritva Nivamos, Safek Tameya. If the Shita of the Chachamim, who we always paskin like, is that when there's a Rove versus a Chazaka, it's 50-50, then our whole Sugya can make sense. Now our whole Sugya can make sense of Rava, Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vaday. Yes, Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adif. But you should know, even though Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adif, don't interpret it Kipshuto like Rashi and Tosis and the Rashba. Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adif, but that really means that an abstract idea of Rove is stronger than an abstract Chazaka, but when you actually in real life put the Miot with the Chazaka, they end up being 50-50. And if it's 50-50, then the Safek can't be Motzi Midei Vaday, it leaves you in a state of 50-50. And whenever something is 50-50, we go to Chumrah. Right? After all, 50-50 about Tevel is L'chumra, and 50-50 about Tomar versus Ayochid is L'chumra. And then our Gemara makes perfect sense, and they theoretically bring up the Gaschamites. We know there are plenty of Rishonim who say 50-50 the Gaschamites is L'chumra. I have plenty who say not that way, but that's not a problem. So I think according to the Ramban, it worked perfectly. According to the Ramban, we have an answer. Now, we don't have an answer to why the Gemara didn't quote the same sugya, but I have a bit of an answer. And I'll add one thing. Put the final nail in the pshat of the, not the final nail, that sounds bad. Put the final makabah patish. Nail sounds like you're nailing coffee. Put the makabah patish in the Ramban. No? I thought you were going to say the makabah patish in the Ramban. Let me just tell you what the Ramban is saying. So number one, the fee. Again, I can't promise you this is the Ramban original pshat. It could be that they would say, no, this isn't pshat and pshat and daf tes. And the avodah zarah dafim aleph and nidah daf tes vav. That's something else. But it could work very nicely. It works the same. Over here, what we're saying is that af al pi deruba adif lemaisa chashiv palga upalga, right? 50-50. And that's a sheet in the chachamim here. That, even though ruba is adif lemaisa, it's palga, opalga. And really, all Rav is saying in our sugya is, his pshat in the Chachamim of Rabbi Meir. Everyone knows, you ask, why didn't we use the same language? I can't 100% answer why we didn't use the same language. But he's saying, like, I don't want to use that language. Everyone already knows there's Chacham Rabbi Meir. Everyone knows we pass like Chacham Ruba Adif. You just don't know what kind of Ruba Adif we pass can like. A Ruba Adif that's Motzi Midei Vadayim Legare, or a Ruba Adif that leaves it 50-50 is not Motzi Midei Vadayim. When Rava says Ein Sof Motzi Midei Vadayim, what he's saying is the Ruba that's Adif for the Chachamim is not what you thought it means. It's not Motzi, it leaves it as a suffix. And why do I think this shot is attractive? Even though I read, like, I don't know, I Googled, I found, like, you know, 10 people who Rosh Yeshiva, who read Ramen, who wrote like in every Torah journal you can imagine on this. No one said this. So either there's something I'm missing, or I didn't Google well enough. But who is talking in Yevamos in this line? Ela Amar Rava! It's Rava who makes this Kiddush in Yevamos. And it's Rava who says in something it's Bibadai, and then it works well. Again, you can ask them, why didn't he say the same thing? But it does work well that it's both Rava, Lemaisa, Palga Upalga, Lefi Rava in Yevamos. So really, you could just say it's Rava Lishitase. This is Rava. When he's in the Sugya, he says it one way. When he's here, he says it a different way. But really, I know the one weakness is they use different language. But the facts, the Shitas match up perfectly, and it's Rava Lishitase. But in Kiddushin, there's not
is there a chalos para? That I think that's what I'm getting really abstract.
You're getting very abstract. I might have been able to handle Yevamos, because that's a funny chazak in the first place. But that's the same thing I'm saying in the end. You're saying it's the same sugya, and we're mapper both ways. That's just what I said. Just without my support.
Yeah, I really want to say the first one.
I mean...
You would say that every fruit that's...
You're saying that ain't something with the Nevada is only when there's a chalos. There's no chalos tara, only chalos tama. And there's no chalos of heter l'shok, because right now she's married. It's just what will happen in the future. Right? And, okay, interesting. You know what? Let me think about it a second. But you're saying something different for me. Comment.
In the case of Maisa Bishop Kassi Shalom, what's the chazaka there? Because his Kassi Tara should offset the Nikal. So then you don't have a mirror with a chazaka against the rope, so you should just have the rope.
Ah, you're saying we're back in Tarti Lareas land here. If his Chezkas Tara against the Chazak of the Nefa was there, why doesn't that affect things? Now, You could say that his cheskes tara doesn't count anything versus a yachid, but then it gets complicated. Meaning, why not put his cheskes tara together with the rove of the barglus eating against the chazaka that the nefel was there, and say we can make a bevadai? So this gets. All right, the simplest answer might be that it could be that his cheskes tara doesn't help if it's Rishon Yachid. Remember, all the Rishonim said it was Rishon Yachid. To the best of my knowledge, all the Rishonim, I say the board is Rishon Yachid. And it could be the cheskes tara doesn't help Rishon Yachid, because that's part of what we learned from Sota, that you can't be machri al pi cheskes tara Rishon Yachid. I know that's not so pashut, but maybe for now. Think about it more. Good question, but a very hard one. So I'm not sure. I have to think about it more. Okay. Anyway, this is one derech. To say al pi the Ramban, you can unite the sugyas, and Rava saying the same thing about sugyas in different words. Okay, that's one answer. The second answer I want to say, sorry, let me take a picture of the board, is the more obvious answer. But let's first give Yaakov his chance, is to say that. So one is to unite the sugyas. Sorry, let's just erase this. Let's forget everything we know from the Yavamas. Let's pretend that we don't know anything, and we just stick with our pre-Ramban shot, the Ruach HaDaka Ruach HaDaka. So what's the other option? The other option I mentioned before, sorry, if you'll let me, is to differentiate between the Sfeikos, right? You can differentiate between the Sfeikos. Rav Lichtenstein did suggest this in a few ways, but it's going to be very difficult to differentiate between the Sfeikos. Maybe you could say that this case is a rove with a miyot hamotzoi, and this case is only a rove with a miyot she'ino matzoi. But that's going to get you into a lot of big chidushim. It's going to get you into a lot of big chidushim. Other people try other things, say, this is a rove that has no basis. Like, who said it happened? Well, this is a rove that has a very clear basis. That's also going to be very hard. Like, why is there more clear base of a rove that a woman's going to have a baby when she's married than that a mouse is going to eat the food that it's carrying, etc. Seems to be the more fruitful way, if you're not going to go for Ramban, is to differentiate between the Sfeikos Rubos, the Chazakos, or Vadaios. That's what Yaakov wants to say. Yaakov wants to say, no, this is Vadai, and that's only Chazaka. What's the meaning Vadai and Chazaka? And here, the word Vadai means there's a Chalos. Chalos Toma. Chalos Tevel. Over there, there's not really Chalos. Tara is not really Chalos. Only Toma is a Chalos. I don't love Yaakov's answer. First of all, I'm not convinced he's no Chalos Tara, but, you know, and Heter Lashuk is not, Isser Lashuk is not a Chalos, because not that she's also Lashuk now, she's married now. Unless you say that's the chalos, but it means it's what will happen in the future. I really like. Let's go back to the case of the nafel on the board. There's a chalos. What's the chalos? Not chalos tuma on the nafel. No one's suggesting the nafel has been changed. Chalos tuma on the board. There are chalos tuma on the board. Chalos tuma is on the cheft of the nafel. So, and if the cheft of the nafel was eaten, that's not going against the chalos tuma. No one's saying the nafel changed to become taller, unless it did. If it got eaten, it was digested. Okay, I'm not so convinced. That's what Yaakov wants to say. What does Yaakov want to say? Says Yaakov, over here, the chazaka was a chalos. How do you say chalos? Right? So we never like to say chalos. We can make it more clear. Was a substantive halachic status, a real, a concrete halachic status, right? Concrete. I'm about to call it a halos. Okay. Was a halos. While over here, it was Chazaka was not a chalos. And you have to say Tara is not a chalos, but Tumah is a chalos. I don't love it, but I want to say something more poshut. And I think Feivel told me he held this way. Okay, so I have Feivel on my side. And this, I've seen people try to suggest this. Maybe the difference is this. Just look at the words Chazaka and Vaday. What does Chazaka mean? Chazaka means what we assume, a status we assume. Vaday means we know 100%. There's a lot of things we assume that doesn't mean we know them 100%. Maybe the difference is here. Here you could say that Chazaka equals an assumption. Here, Vaday equals Vaday Mamish. Let's look at our sugya. Our sugya, what are the cases? The mouse brings chametz in the house. There is Vaday chametz in the house. It's not a chazaka that's chametz in the house. It's Vaday 100% there's chametz in the house. You saw it enter with your own eyes. You don't know if it was eaten, but you saw it enter with your own eyes. The Medurus Akum, again, the Havmina, we thought it was treated as Vaday. And we say it's Safik. Okay, that's the word. The Nathal Labor, right, according to the first answer, she Vaday put the Nathal on the board. It's not an assumption. She Vaday, she told us, I threw the Nathal on the board. That's a Vaday. The Tvua of the Chavir. Before we know Rav Hoshea, it's Vaday Tevel. There's no choice. Any Tvua, by definition, is Tevel. It's not assumed Tevel. It is Vaday Tevel. However, what about the case in Kedushin? The Isa was Becheskas Tara. Was the Isa Vaday Tahora? How do you know it was Vaday Tahora? Maybe a Tommy came and touched it when you weren't looking? Was this Isa Vaday Tahora in Kedushin? It wasn't Vaday Tahora. We assume it's Tahora because we assume everything is Tahora until proven otherwise. Until you know how. Nothing is Vaday Tahora unless you manufacture it right now, like the Mishais and Parra, right? The Mishais and Parra, when they manufacture from scratch, you know, over the archways, on the archways, with the guy, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But oh, wait, nothing's Vaday Tahora. It's Becheskas Tahora. And how about the case of your vamos? She was Vaday, but from Yibam or Chayiv and Yibam? You don't know who's Vaday Potter and Yibam or Chayiv and Yibam. It's a Chazaka. How do you know this guy didn't have more kids? How do you know if he had more kids or not? You know if someone has more kids or not? You never read in the paper that all of a sudden they discover, you know, John F. Kennedy's love child or Elvis or what have you or whoever you don't know, right? These things happen all the time. Right? You don't know if Vaday, who's Asur L'Shuk Materis L'Shuk. But there's a Chazaka, you assume based on the normal way in the world. If the guy looks like he has a brother and doesn't have kids, he has a brother and doesn't have kids. If this thing, you made the Isa, and you never noticed it becoming Tame, it's Tame. But that's different from a Vaday. What I want to claim is this. They're two different, right? Five of you are with me here, right? So we'll put five on here. Why are you trying to take credit for hurtful five? Over here, it's Ruba v'Chazaka. Chazaka means, look, you can't live without Chazakas. Everything has an assumed status. Give me a second. Everyone has assumed status. Wait, you can live without Chazakas? Then everything in the world is a suffix. Obviously, things that we think, who we think has kids, who we think doesn't have kids, who we think has brothers, who we think is Tame, is Tame, whoever we think is Tar, is Tar, etc. Okay, and Rove beats a Chazaka. But that's different. Our sug is not a case of Chazaka. Our sug is Vaday. You Vaday know that something, you Vaday know that something had a certain status. You Vaday know that it had the status, because you see with your own eyes. If you Vaday know it, then there's a rule in suffix motzi midei Vaday. Suffix that motzi midei Vaday, even though a rule is motzi midei Chazaka, but a Vaday is more than a Chazaka, because a Vaday means you don't need any rules. You mamish no b'vados shuto ke mashmo. That's what I want to tell you now. If you don't say like the Ramban, if you want to differentiate, then you can differentiate between the cases. Hami.
By the case of the red, this is the Tara. You assume Vaday knows more around the name. Now I'm assuming, based on that it's Tara. So the ladies.
How do you Vaday know it was Tahora?
I manufactured.
What?
It was Tara. And now, 3 minutes later, or 15 days later, I could assume I had the Cheskas Tara. So it's the same thing in the bar. The lady who gave her the bar. And the only reason I'm assuming there's still Tara there is because
Could be that. What I'd have to say is, in a Hanabi, if it was a case of an Esau that you had Vados about, if you mamish had vados about the Isa, then, give me a second here. If you had vados about the Isa, then maybe an chanami would say in sofik mazur devadai. But that's not the normal case. No. You're saying, how is anything tar? Because it was tahar once. How is it tar once? Now it's an interesting question. How was it tahar once? Because I know 100% that when it was first created, a tar person created it. So maybe that was also a vaday way back. If you go to when this grain was cut, you go to when there was moksha of kabel tuma. I don't know when you go to. Wasn't it a vaday in the first place? That's an interesting question. What is every case necessarily a vaday? I have to make it okimta. That is a stam isa that the cheskes tara that we don't have a pedigree of the whole time. You know, we don't have like someone who's watching it. And you're saying, what if like as long as when it was first made, we know the guy was 100% tahor. We saw him around in the mikveh, etc. Then even if it was left for a week, you should still say in something goes into vaday. That's an interesting question. What if you know but vaday something is tar, then you left it for a week and you assume it's still tar? Is that still
linked? At
a certain point, you know, it's only chazaka, and then if we have another robe, that's good enough to get out of the chazaka.
So what about the knife? What about the nafel by the boar? How do you know that somebody didn't come and take it out unless you were watching the boar the whole time?
That might be part of the barglas, you know. So the door of the barglas ate it. Maybe besides the door of the barglas, it ate it, someone took it out. I don't know. That it seems more likely that here she just called the Kohen right away. Like, it's easier to make the Okinta. They hadn't left it Hefker for a while. What about the Issa? You want to say the Issa is also a Vadai? It's not different. Even though the Issa depends on the status of all the people, et cetera, you know, the Issa might also be, and it's a little funny, even the person who made the Issa, it all depends on all the things he touched on the way to the Issa and all the places he went on the, you know, even if he got out of the mikvah. It all depends on the people he met on the way from the mikvah. There's a lot of unclarity here. It just seems to me there's still a lot of unclarity here. Even if the guy who made the Issa, like, you know, mamish went to the mikvah that morning. Mamish went to the mikvah that morning. But still, how do you know that he wasn't in an ohel with a cherubim kachalo 3 days ago, etc.? It still seems that this is a chazak. It's hard to call that a vados. It's ever...
Isn't it a car here?
But it's hard to really have like a vados tara in this physical world. That's not going to work. We have to go by normal life. But chazakas, I just don't think a vados tuma you can have. Okay, that's the challenge of Olam Hazeh. I don't think you're right about the vados tara. The guy got out of the mikveh and made the Issa. What do you mean? Who says it helped him go in the mikveh? Maybe he was in a Coca-Cola 3 days ago. It's not so poshut. It's all, he was born to, which is even born to heart. I think it's all going to be chazakas. At the end, it's resting on a chazaka at some point. You know, you'll say, vaday, 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 it's resting on a chazaka someplace. It's not like the nafel thrown in the boar. It's not resting on anything. It's a fact that was thrown in the boar. I don't think you have the same fact that he says to Hora. I really don't. I think it's all based on our assumptions that everything's okay until proven otherwise. Going all the way back, go back to when the baby was born, who then grew up and made the Issa. You know, how do you know when he was born that he was tahor? I'm not convinced. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chazaka and the normal parsha Ruach Chazaka that Chazal try to figure out where it comes from in Chulin Daf, Yudalef, etc. I think it's something that's maybe Vadai is maybe just a svara of Chazal. There's something called a Vadai, which is beyond the rule of Suffolk, and they have a svara that ain't Suffolk Motzim De Vadai. Beyond the rule of Chazaka, I mean. You're saying there are all sorts of Vada. Interesting. That's Vada. He mamish saw with his own eyes that it was a Vada fact. You know, maybe it wasn't a status till later, but it was certainly a Vada fact. And that's meaning if I'm going to mechalkin a Vada and a Chazaka, then I'm getting in trouble with that case. Maybe there's no marker for Chazaka, only marker for Vada there. Then I'll have to be subtle and differentiate between, no, I'm talking about when it's against the majority odds of something, not. All right, I have to think about that. All right, you're right. I have to think about that.
If you take the lesson of Rashi on the Tesamid Aleph seriously with respect to the Chaver, he says El Chazaka Vaday Al Kol Chaverim. In other words, he basically understands.
That was in the answer when it's Vaday Vaday.
Yes, but he's saying Chazaka Vaday.
No, but that's not that's a different kind. That's not what we're talking about here. That's not the kind of chazak we're talking about here of things retaining their status. Here it just means it's an assumption. It's a vadai, meaning the chazak and the chaver is not that anyone retains their status. It's that it changed the status. It just means that we are certain the vadas. We discussed earlier in the year why that's called a chazak, but I think that chazak of vadai is talking about the change, not the original status. So I don't think that's
the lesson is here. Lashon is not so clear.
I just want to clarify for myself, and maybe it's an answer to that discussion, is that what Rebbe is saying is that a chazaka that was created by so there, a rogue will then be that chazaka, but a chazaka that was created by a badaka is by knowing for a fact, and then a rogue won't be that chazaka. And really, the source isn't the knowing. The source is the laws of the law, but obviously, it's all from chazaka to the blue company.
What was the question? What does this bara mean? I think that's something different. I might be saying a little more than that, but I am saying you're right. A chazaka that's based on assumptions, a rove can beat. A chazaka that's based on vados, a rove cannot beat. I might be want to be more broad in what assumptions I'm allowing to weaken from a vaday to a chazaka. It could even be that I'd be willing to say that. I have to think about it.
Don't they compare that chazaka to Anan Saadi? Because in other words, it's like Zeras HaKosu with Edim, Anan Saadi, the chazaka, the Cheskas Kashlus, for instance.
The Gemara used the word chazaka in two different ways, which, you know, may not be related. Let's assume for now they're not on the surface level. It's chazaka of you assume a person will act in a certain way, and that could even be like, that's the machloksi in the Havmi or Chenu Chuzah, whether that's a rover or vadai. Here I'm talking about chazaka that things retain their status until proven otherwise. The chazaka that things retain their status until proven otherwise, where I'm claiming the difference between if that status was a vadai, even a suffix, a ruggle, a rove is not motzi b'dei, but vadai knowledge. But a chazaka, meaning that something, a vadai fact, a rove is not motzi from. A chazaka status, a rov is motzi from. Something's becheskas tara, the rov is motzi from it. Becheskas tuma, the rov is motzi from it. Becheskas iter, the rov is motzi from it. Becheskas heter, the rov is motzi from it. But a fact, a rov is not motzi for a fact. It might have changed, but we saw with our own eyes a fact. The nefel was put in the boar. The chametz was put in the house. The tefua was harvested. If we have a fact that we know, that's not just an assumption of a status, but a fact that we know, then a chazaka is not motzi from it. If it's less than 100% fact, even though he might have done like a roshia, what are the odds he'd be like a roshia? Less than 1%? Doesn't matter. Once he might have done like a roshia, it's not a vaday fact. Mistami, he didn't do like Rav Moshe. Come on, we all know it's Mechezkas Isser. That's true, but Rav Chazak or Rav Adif, right? As long as what did Rav Moshe do? What are the odds this guy did Rav Moshe? Very slim. How often do you think they did Rav Moshe? But it doesn't matter. That makes it not a fact anymore, just a halachic assumption of a status. Of course, Mechezkas Tevel. But Mechezkas Tevel is not the same as being a fact. I think that is Lanias Naiti. I think that's the best shot in the sugya. I'll tell you a little secret. I would have said it even without Bible. But this is what you meant, right? I think this is the best shot in the sugya. It could be, the Ramban's also very tempting because he gets it to work out and it's both rough. But if you're not going to say that the Ramban, I think this is the best shot in the, sugya, that our sugya is dealing with a totally different thing. Vaday. And likewise, the other case, the Nida. What was the case of the Nida? A Vaday. The husband knows that the wife got her period. But Vaday, he knows she was a Nida. Not based on assumptions, not based on this, based on that. He knows Vaday, she was a Nida. So a room that she told is not going to help. Or in the case of Mozara, it wasn't at Selim. It was on Mozara. The whole point is there's a different thing at Selim that you think might have been worshipped. And something you know is worshipped. I know this idol stood in the temple and was worshipped. I saw the guy worshipping it. It's a fact that it was on Mozara. The room that is this battle is not going to change from a known fact. Okay, Kach Nirlan is Naiti to answer the question. Could be there are other possible answers out there, but Nirlan is Naiti, either going to Ramban and unite the sugyas, even though they use different words, but it's attractive that it's Rav in both cases. Or if you're not going to unite the sugyas, which you can't according to all the Rishonim disagree with Ramban, then I think the difference is not going to be how strong the Sveikos are, but how strong the Vaday is. There's a difference between a Vaday and a halachic status. Between the halachic status and a proven fact. Halacha doesn't need to be based on proven facts. When there is a proven fact, it might be stronger than a normal halacha. Okay, kach nirlan yis daiti. If there's no other questions, then we will go weiter. Okay, let's go on to the Gemara a little. And then we'll get to the hard part. The Gemara just has an easy part here. The Gemara asks in the middle of Daf Tes Amud Beis, now nothing to think someone's to be Vaday, just on the Mishnah. The Mishnah holds we're not Choshesh that a Chulda drag coming to round. Katani Seif, it says in the next Mishnah, Daf Yudam Beis, Mashur Shaya, Nechenu B'tzinner, Shlo Yitzar B'dika Achram. What's left over, right? Remember, when you do your B'dika, you have leftovers. What do you do with the leftovers? You don't burn them down. You save them for breakfast. And when you don't eat for breakfast, you burn in the sixth hour in the days of the Gemara. Nowadays, we burn it in the fifth hour because we want to say a second bittel. And you can't say a second bittel in the sixth hour. But you have to put it hidden away. Shlo yitzarf b'dika achrav. Because otherwise, you'll need to do a b'dika. What does that prove? If you leave the chametz lying around, you need to do another b'dika. Why? Because we're choshes that Chulda dragged it around. So that's against our Mishnah. Amar Abaye lo kasha habar basar habar shlosha asar. No, there's a different thing, the 14th and the 13th. Our Mishnah is shlosha asar. The Mishnah of Yoram Beis are basar. Bishlosha asar deshkiach rifta b'kuli bati lo matzna. Bar basar delo shkiach rifta b'kuli bati matzna. What does Abaye say? All right, let's make some room for Abaye. There's a difference between... Right, he is an expert in chulda psychology. Okay, Rava, that's his expertise. But okay, I'll leave that by. He's an expert in chulda psychology. He says the difference in the 13th of the 14th. In the 13th, it's only when Hogo Noe. Keep in mind that life was once simpler by us. You know, it's already once Purim passes. Already we start. You know, all the imas start to get high blood pressure and turn the house upside down. But in the old days, life was simpler. It wasn't that they were less macher, just that life was actually simpler. They had very small houses. They had very few things in their house. They had very little food. There wasn't that much you needed to do to prepare for Pesach. Not even in the old days, in the Gemara. I once had a student who was a generation older than me who grew up in the Ma'barot, the little camps that in Israel they made for all the Sephardim who immigrated before they built them houses, and from Tayman, and grew up, they did everything like they did back in Yemen, How do they prepare for Pesach? She doesn't. Her mother took everything out of the house, all the metalin out of the house, whitewashed the house, right? Repainted the house, scrubbed down everything in the chatzer, and brought everything back in the house. And that was, you know, a few hours' work. Because there wasn't really much of the house. They didn't have metalin once upon a time. These are the no metalin, no in the pantries full of food. Right? So therefore, by the 13th, everything's still normal. The Chulda does not realize Pesach is coming. And therefore, on the 13th, the Chulda eats everything. So we're not Choshe. It's not that we're not Choshe. The Chulda will take something. Even if he takes, we are somewhat for the fact that he'll eat it. Suffolk, most of the day, suffolk, right? We're not talking if you see him take, right? Even though he might take, but it's suffolk. Most of the day, suffolk, we assume he eats it. However, on the 14th, already... What happens on the 14th? Everyone got rid of all their chametz. They're getting rid of all the food. There's a scarcity of food. They haven't yet baked a lot of matzah. So all of a sudden, there's no food in the house. Ah, when there's no food in the house, the Chulda is not stupid. She's not stupid, rather. The Chulda says, there's no food in the house. I'm not eating it all now. Right? Remember, the Chulda is the ant, not the grasshopper. So she saves half of it for later. Okay, that's the answer. That's Abaye's answer. Now, what do we mean by this? Let's just review what Abaye is saying. Here we have the Mishnah. This is Abaye, Andaf Tesam and Aleph, and the Mishnah, Andaf Yudam and Beis. Mishnah, Tesam and Aleph is on Yud Gimel. Right? Where it's Ein Mishayaret, it doesn't leaf over. And the Mishnah, Andaf Yudam and Beis, Yudaled, where it's Mishayaret, it leaves over. The question is, what do you mean the Mishnah on the Tes Amud Aleph is on your Gimel? Who's doing Vedika on your Gimel? The Mishnah of Tes Amud Aleph is a continuation of Daf Beis Amud Aleph, or Lar Basa Bokums Achamis or Haner. Where does Yud Gimel come from? So Rashi says something here, which is a little strange. Says Rashi, B'shlosha Asar Reisha Dekutani In Choshin, but Bodei B'shlosha Asar. Someone does bidik on the 13th. Shematzi pas harbin. There's a lot of bread going on, and therefore in a choshes just l'shayer is a bidik on the 13th. Rashi kipshuto. I think the Rishonim understood Rashi kipshuto. Says the bidik was on the 13th. That's a weirdo kempto. The Mishnah daf Beis Amud Aleph says orla basa bodkus komis l'arner. The Mishnah daf Tes, which is the next Mishnah, says, and when you're doing the bidika, in choshin shemagira chulta in the middle of the bidika. Remember, when you check one room, you don't worry that it took from the unchecked room to the checked room. But all of a sudden, it's only someone who checks on the 13th. It's a little dachuk, but Rashi, at least Al Pimshuto, you know, if you want to say he means what he says and says what he meant, that this is a. But the next one is Behedyatan Babi Yudalib. Since there's not a lot of food, at least oh, this really after the Bedika, right? What's after the Bedika is clearly Yudalid after the Bedika is after a normal Bedika Yudalid. And here it's talking about a special case of Bedika Yud Gimel. Oh, we saw many Rishonim say you're not allowed to do Bedika on Yud Gimel. Okay, that Rashi is not one of them. Right? Rashi never says also do Bedika on Yud Gimel. Okay, but that's really weird to make an Okimta, right? Of Bedika Yud Gimel. What does the Tosas Rosh say, which I think is a Pashut shot? What does Tosas Rosh say? You could guess it yourself. You don't need to look at the Tosas Rosh. What did you say when you read the Gemara? What? It means the end of Yud Gimel, which is Orli Yadalit, right? Like in the Hebrew, a lot of people, when people say the Hebrew dates, when people say tonight in the Hebrew date, a lot of people would say Yud Zayin Adar. Ah, tonight's really Orli Yud Ches? I even call Yud Zayin also. Now, Mele, the time of the Gemara, 11 o'clock tonight, they wouldn't have called Yud Zayin Adar. What do you mean, Zayin Yud Ches Adar? But if you have to start right away, right? Remember, right away, the Talmud Chacham can't learn, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. If you have to start the second Orla Russer comes, you can easily call that Yud Gimel, the end of Yud Gimel. And that's what he means. Here it means no Kempta. It means Orla Arbasar, which equals Sof Yud Gimel. And here it just means, But what's your side? What you left over? Afterwards, right? After normal bedika, so Yudalad, which equals, what does that equal? That equals overnight in the morning, right? Until Yom Yudalad, what you leave over, you leave it overnight, you're going to wake up in the morning and eat breakfast, it's going to be there during the daytime. Equals until Yom Yudalad. Okay, this is the Pasuk Shat. If you ask me, I might even want to say that that's what Rashi also meant. Rashi was lot dafkan. Rashi says, but bodik yugimel. He doesn't mean it's a unique okimta yugimel. It means the guy's what our large boss are, but I can't know for sure. Could be Rashi made a weird okimta, or his lot was lot dafkan. The Pnei Yoshua, though, makes a very clever shot, a very clever part right here. He says, no, why did Rashi have to be nidchak if we take Rashi to Pshuto, which, okay, I mean, or we have to at least first take Rashi to Pshuto, right? Meaning, he does say the word, Rebodik Shlosh Asar. Why did Rashi have to be so nidchak? This is Rashi, Lashitase, against the Rambam, his parish on the Mishnah. Remember the Machlok is Rashi, Rambam, what was the Mishnah talking about? Rashi says, Ein Chol Shinwa, what was the Mishnah? Right? The Mishnah, Ein Chol Shishin Vichuli. What does that mean? According to Rashi, Ein Chol Shishin, blank, that Cholda will move chametz during the bedika, right? You don't have to worry that while I check the downstairs and not the upstairs, the Cholda will bring chametz from the upstairs to the downstairs and make it bad again. Or while I check my house and my neighbor hasn't checked his house, the Cholda will bring chametz from his house to my house. But what did the Rambam say in the Mishnah? Remember, the Rambam shot against Rashi and Tosfos there was that this was not adding a chiddush that wasn't in the first Mishnah. This was merely explaining the underlying logic of the first Mishnah. It means, ein choshen that Cholda put chametz in makom she'ein machnisin bo chametz before the bedika. For Rashi, the Ein Choshen is during the bedika. For the Rambam, the Ein Choshen is before the bedika. Why? Remember, for the Rambam, it's a hesper, the previous issue. Why do we have to search Makshem Yechlis Mochamet after all mice go everywhere? Nah, we're not Choshes that all year long they brought Chametz from my pantry to, you know, to the crack behind the bookcase. Okay, in this case, for the Rambam, it makes perfect sense. Here we're talking about, I mean, it's the same thing. I don't know why I have to keep writing it. Here, what are we talking about? We're talking about Bodek or Liyadalid, no Okimta, She'eno Choshesh, She'hevi Cholda, Ipia Cholda, Chametz, Lemakom, She'ein, Machnisen Bo, Lifne, Habadika. What is Lifne Habadika? Equals Yud Gimel and earlier, right? For the Rambam, Habay is perfect, and you don't need to have. Why did Rashi not think of this? Because that wasn't his shot in the Mishnah. Rashi couldn't have said this. Not his shot in the Mishnah, but the Rambam wouldn't have that problem in the first place. Of course, we're talking Yud Gimel because we're talking about where he would have brought it before I started my Bedika, which was on Yud Gimel. So for the Rambam, Ben Yoshua is absolutely right here. For the Rambam, it works perfectly. And this line in the guard works nicely for the Rambam. I wouldn't say it's a proof, because you can say like Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi, okay, three ways. Now we have here, you'll tell me if you disagree. Amar Rava. Rava disagreed about Cholda psychology. Abaye thinks the Cholda is so smart that the Cholda notices that all of a sudden they're getting rid of some bread. It's not quite the same as it always was, and it makes plans for the future. And Rava says, nah, Cholda's aren't that smart. Just all of a sudden, in a few hours, people clean up a little, and they don't bake so much more. You know, the Cholda's not gonna realize this. And he says, "The Cholda Neviyahi." What is a Cholda Neviyah? The Yada the Itnar Base of Loafiyah the Orto Mashayra Matamra. That the Cholda knows that right now there isn't a lot to where it happens to walk. It knows that's because our base are, and we're getting rid of our chametz, and we're not going to cook more matzah till the nighttime. Remember, in those days, also life was simpler. When would they cook the matzah? When would they bake the matzah? They bake the matzah the Seder night. You know, a little before Shkia, a little after Shkia, whatever, however it worked out. Now, to the best of my knowledge, To the best of my knowledge, I think this is the best joke in Shas. Okay, you have to be really yeshivish to not get it. But in case anyone here is really yeshivish, there's a Neviyah in Sefer Malachim called Chokah. I think this is the best joke in Shas. If anyone disagrees and has a better joke somewhere in Shas, they can let me know. I've heard that before. Okay, fine. So what does Rava say? Elo Amarava, Mash Rishai, Yachin Bitsina, doesn't mean what we thought until now. Cynicism doesn't count. It doesn't mean what we thought until now. It doesn't mean you should put a Bitsina because if you leave it out, you'll have to do Bidika. No, it means if you leave it out, you might end up having to do Bidika. But like we said in Testament Aleph, if you see it, take your Cholshesh, and therefore says Rava, Mash Rishai, Yachin Bitsina, Shema Tito Chod Fanein, Yitzar Bidika Akrav. Just to be on the safe side, because if you see a holder taking it, then you'll have to search. Of course, that was the beginning of our Gemara. Because ain't something will to be day vaday. And says Rav Murray. One second, sorry. Tanya kvasik Rava harot to lechol chometz achar b'dika keitzad yasa mashav shayin chen b'tzinish l'tov v'cholder b'tidol b'faneinu v'yitzar b'dika achrav. Rav Murray amr gzir shemini chesvim tzatesha. Rav Murray is a little... It's not clear if he's more machmir, just giving another example that Rabbi David deals with. We won't go into it now. Rav Murray says there could be another case you'd have to do bidika. Even if you don't see the folder take it, if you left 10 pieces of bread, you find 9, that's also vaday. You know one of them went someplace else. I mean, there's no other option, therefore, ain't something that's a great vaday, and you'd have to do a bidika. Okay. Going on in the Gemara, yes. Because if you put a makam tzina, there's no chance that if you leave 10, you'll for sure find 10. Because if you put a makam tzina, then there's no way an animal could have taken one. Okay. It's not that if you find 10, it'll be okay. It's just that it won't happen. And the same thing for Rava. It's not that if you put a makam tzina and a chulda takes it faneinu, it'll be okay. It's just that the chulda will not be, it'll be impossible for the chulda to take it faneinu. And it'll be impossible to leave 10 and find 9 because it's makam tzina. Okay. Teisha, and the simple shot is Amari and Rava not arguing, they're just giving different examples. Even though the Rishonim deal with it. Teisha, Tzibur, Shalmatza. Now the Gemara goes to a whole bunch of Piskei Halachos of all kinds of cases of steakos. We'll start with the worst one. Teisha, Tzibur, Shalmatza, Vyevshel, Chomets, also Akbar, Rishonim. There were 9 piles of matzah and 1 pile of chomets. And a mouse comes and grabs a piece of bread. Velo yadin and matzah shakal, you don't know this, right? It's hard to notice these things whether it took chomets or matzah, even though obviously the odds are 90% it took matzah. Hainu, Teisha Chanuyos. The answer is it's Usser. Why? It's 90% likely to be Mutter. Like the famous case of Teisha Chanuyos, Pirish Rasa Akbar. What if a piece from one of the piles separated itself? How so? It got blown in the wind, right? Let's say, or I don't know, a ball landed on it and knocked it, off the ledge down into the street below, or whatever the case may happen. One piece separated from the piles, and there was only one piece, and you didn't notice what it was. And then also Akbar Shakal and Miles came and took it. Hang your Seifa. Then that's Mutter like the Seifa. The Tan, the famous Mishnah of Teisha Chanuyos. Teisha Chanuyos, Kul and Mokrim, the Sarshkuta, the Asmachers, Tarnavela. 9 kosher stores and 1 treif store. The Lakach, Meachme, and Yudim, Azme, and Lakach. You buy from a store and you don't know which, so it's 90% likely what you bought was kosher. Sfeiko Asr, the Safik is Asr, Uva Nimsa Halachacharo. But if you find a piece on the street, then you go by the road, 90% kosher, and you can eat it. End of the first case. Now, there's two different sugyas going on here. There is the kavua sugya, and two different sugyas going on here. The tricky part is, according to vast majority of Shonen, there's no interaction between them, but it's not guaranteed. One is, what is the strange din of kavua, right? If you have 9 stores, and the odds are 90% this piece of meat you're getting is kosher. But if you went to the store and took the piece of meat, it's straight. And we treat it as 50-50, the Gemara says in a few places, right? Kol kavua kemechsa mechtadami. But if it's separated from the stores and you picked it up separate from the stores, then you go by the rov and it's kosher. Okay, that seems to be a very strange halacha, but let's accept that halacha. The halacha is pirish, 90%, you go by the rov, then it's kosher. Kavua, you say 50-50. But what's the other sugi here is a continuation of our previous discussion. Hold on, it's 50-50, and yet we're machmer b'digas chametz, right? There is no such shita that if it's kavuas, as if it's rov iser. Just kavuas like 50-50. That shows we're machmer and suffik b'dikas chametz. Not only that, the Rishonim here have two problems. A, why are we machmer and suffik b'dikas chametz? And why is that such a problem? Well, look at the next story. Shnei tzibur and echbar case. Shnei shibur and echshol matzav echshol chametz. Let's name shnei batam echad batam echad shino batam. But asur shnei echbar and echad shogal matzav echad shogal chametz. Lo yedin hay lahay ayol, hay lahay ayol. There are two piles, one of matzah, one of chametz. One mouse goes to each pile. You know for sure there's one chametz mouse, one mouse with chametz, one mouse with matzah. The two mice get mixed up. One goes into each house. You don't know. The guy with the unchecked house couldn't care less. He's going to be anyway. But you don't know if the mouse or the chametz went into the unchecked house, so no one's worse off, or went into the checked house, and now you have to check again. So what's the, it's 50-50 suffix, right? Hanu shnei kupos. That's like the two baskets. Tan shnei kupos achshel chum achshel truma. Two baskets of chulin and truma. Then shnei sidem. There were two other baskets. The nafl elo toch elo, and the kupos fell into the sayin, meaning, I mean, the basket fell in, the contents fell in. And you don't know, what don't you know? Did the chulin fall into the chulin, the truma fell into the truma, so the chulin's still mutter, or did the chulin fall into the truma, and the truma fell into the chulin, now they're both usher? The odds are obviously 50-50. Pashas. Mutarin shani omer chulin to chulin nafla v'chulin to chulin nafla. Ah, it's mutter because we assume 50-50 suffik we're makel. The gemara says the omer darmin shani omer v'chulin. It's called shani omer. Shani omer. We assume it works out. It's very nice. We assume it works out, but like that's not how halach is supposed to work. Some people act that way. That's not proper. So Amar Damri Shani Omer Truma Drabbanan. The Gemara makes an Okimta in Yavamos and some other places. This is going about Truma Drabbanan. So in Drabbanan we're making in Safik Drabbanan. The Chametz Arayis Miyamrinan. How can we make a Chametz which is Arayisa? Right? Truma Wise Truma Drabbanan. Simple shot is the Gemara says over nowadays. Nowadays Truma is Drabbanan. That's the Raman Paskins. But Chametz is Arayisa even nowadays. No, remind yourself that Abdallah and Rabbeinu, because Rabbeinu is also Rabbanan, and the Raisa Bittul is enough. So hold on a second. In the second case, we see that Safik B'dikas Chametz, the cool looks at Rabbanan. And in the first case, we see that Safik, we're not even sure if it's a Safik, but let's grant the din of Kavua, that even though it's 90% it counts as a Safik, but Safik B'dikas Chametz, the Chomer, it's very strange. That's the question of Tosfos Rascal Hainu the first. And the question, the Tosfos Rascal Hainu, the second one at the end, is hold on a second, and forget about Safik L'chomer, Safik L'kula. Also, the mouse might have eaten it. Remember, at worst, the Safik. For sure, Safik goes to be Safik. In Safik goes to be Vadlik. Safik goes to be Safik. So first, so there are two reasons Tisha Tziburin doesn't make any sense. A, Safik should be L'kula, like Shnei Tziburin. Because we just have principles. Safik b'dikas chametz l'kulas b'dikas rabbanan. And B, even besides that, it's a sveika. Because maybe the mouse ate it. It's even better. It's a rove the mouse ate it, according to everything we read. So it's for sure b'lakula. So those are the two problems that we have to deal with in this case of Teisha Tziburin. Okay, before we deal with it, we need to erase the board. Before we erase the board, we need to take a picture of the board. Okay, so here are the two obvious questions, right? Tosfos asked them, and how can you not ask them? It only gets more complicated in the rest of the Gemara, right? We're going to try to take one step at a time. The next Gemara has a case where we go to Kula, and then seems to have a case where we go to Chumra and Sfeikos. What is the din of Safek Nikas Chavitz here? A, why is it L'chumra first and then the Kula? And B, what happened to the fact that it gets eaten anyway? So push it, even if it's Doraisa, we go to Kula, because Safek Haragel wants me to Safek. So let's take these one step at a time. How come in the Teisha Tziburin we say Suffolk goes L'chomra? But in the case of Shnei Tziburin, Suffolk goes L'kula B'dikas Chametz, which is only Midrabanan, right? Forget about the fact that it should have been a 90% roll of L'kula in the first case. Let's grant that Kavos Kavetzal Mechza. Okay, so how does Tosfos answer this? Question? Obviously, if you see the way I wrote it on the board, it tempts you to answer the question in a certain way, which some of them don't like, but how have I tempted you to answer the question by the way I wrote it on the board? This is Bdikas Chametz Rabbanan. Who says this case is Bdikas Chametz Rabbanan? Maybe this is a case of Doraisa. That would answer the question nicely. And that's what Tosos tries to do twice, and who else does that? Besides Tosos? Okay, let's take it one step at a time then. So first of all, Tosos gives his first answer. He tries to give his first answer, right? And Tosos rejects this, you should know. But if you look in the parallel Bali Tosos, the Tosos Rush here, and in the Tosos Shants, and in the Tosos Bein Peretz, they give both answers alternatives. They don't reject the first answer. So Tosos, Teretz Aleph, first answer of Tosos. What does he say? He says this is talking about Bidika Midrabanan. But what's the first case talking about? What does Tosos say? Exactly. He says, Mir Yesh Lomer, the Irik on Chalopitel. You didn't do Bittal. And if you didn't do Bittal, then the Bidika Sarmis is Doraisa. Right? Shalopitel. And if so, then the Bidika Sarmis is Midoraisa. Right? That's what Tosos. Actually, I'm not sure what Tosos means. I think so. The Balamor says something similar to this. What does the Balamor say? Similar to this, the first word of the Balamor?
But even in this case, presumably this is before Pesach yet. It's still in the adult. Can't he just do Bittul then? Why are you telling him you'll have to do Bidika?
Okay. So who says that? The Balamor. It's not the first word. The first word, he answered the question from Achila, but what does he say? He says, Kavua habikemetza al mechze, vitzorich Bittul shumen ha-Torah, v'obidika inu tzorich. It says one more, no problem. It's really the same thing. Says the Balamor, he just says it's not that because Chometz Doraisa, it's that Sarif Bittul. You need Bittul, you don't need Bidika Misafik, you need Bittul Misafik. Okay, it's really the same answer. Why? It only depends what time it is, right? Meaning, if it passes, it only depends what time it is. Think, if it's before the sixth hour, then you don't need Bidika Misafik, but you need Bittul Misafik. If it's after the sixth hour, there's no such thing as Bittul anymore, then if you didn't do Bittul, you need Bidika Misafik. So it could be that Tosos wanted to sort of save Rashi a little and say, maybe it's only after the sixth hour when you didn't do Bittul and now you need Bidika Misafik and start Raisa. The Balamor wasn't necessarily because Rashi says Bidika. Rashi says the Lashon of. He says, Srichon Livdok Odilmanat, right? Question of Bidika. So you can say it's a question of Bidika when it's too late to Bittul, you can say it's a question of Bittul, but it's the same Okimda. If there's no Bittul, then at least something is Doraisa, right? That is Tosa's first answer and the Balamor. The Tosa's first answer and the Balamor. Okay, Tosos doesn't like his first answer, and this gets very subtle. Why does Tosos not like his first answer? Says Tosos, Lefino Shbir, so conscious lingam Bidika, Lona Hira Lari. The Hechimai Sirai Vitesh Hanu is not mistaken, don't write some, is lingam Lachomer, Alkasvek Rabbananu, Kadamriam Sama. Right, look at the next case. It's only Sub Drabana. Meaning, Shlomo can answer, Dai Rikino Shlom Bittul, it's without Bittul. The old kasha, but then he says, but I have another problem. The Aritesh Hanu is like a Cheskas Heter, Alhacha Okme, a Cheskas Badak, Dabin Badak, my Ritil, Alhachim Shit, my Bidika. He says, he has a separate question. Shouldn't it be Becheskas Heter? In the Teish Chanu, no Cheskas Heter on the piece of meat. Like, you don't know what the piece of meat ever was. But over here, the Bais Becheskas Baduk, so Misafek, a Chazaka should be Machria, that is Becheskas Baduk. Okay, interesting question. And that's why Tosos rejects it at the end and goes on to another shot. What would the first answer of Tosos answer? Okay, you'd say, who cares if the first one is rejected? But in the other Bali Tosos, it's not rejected. And what's Balamor answer? Well, Chora here gets into the subtle issue when it comes to Chazakos that we say, a Chazak is Machriya B'makom Safik. But sometimes the Chazaka has a Reyesa, right? The Chazaka is weakened, and therefore it can't be machriyah makom safek. So the question is, if you see the animal, the mouse, go in your house with food that might be chametz, is that enough of a reyus on the chazaka that we don't care about the chazaka? Or not? Do we say there's a reyus on the chazaka? Okay, so that seems to be the machlokas. What you would have to say, Sarach Lomar, you have to answer, Ein lahatir mitam chezkas bodok. Why can't you be matter? Because the chezkas bodok, after all, the house seems to have a chazaka. Ein lahatir mitam chezkas bodok. Well, hold on a second. So here's an interesting question. Why aren't we matter because of chezkas bodok? So, let's ask the question here. Okay, bit of a side point. Well, kasha. Question. What's the question here? The question is that the house has chezkas bodok. Oh, if the house has a chezkas bodok, why isn't that good enough? So, how might you answer this question? How do you have to answer this question for the Balamor and for the first day in Tosfos? Right, everyone else is okay, but they don't say this derech. So one answer might be, no, it's very unclear in Shas when a chazaka is enough of a reyasa that destroys the chazaka. But maybe it's considered a reyasa. Maybe you could say the chazaka doesn't count because because of the reyasa. Okay, this destroys the chazaka. When is the chazaka good? If you think something might have changed, you assume it didn't change. But if you manage to see with your eyes something changing, you just don't know exactly if it changed it in one way or changed it in another way. You saw something go in your house, you don't know what it was, that destroys the chazaka. Okay, maybe you could say that gets the whole sugya of chazakas. Anyone want to think of another way to answer this question? Aha! Very good. That's true. And we'll go even a little further. It could be, it depends what the heftza is here. You know, I'm saying what you were saying in a more general fashion, if you don't mind. Remember we discussed a few times, is the heftza the house or is the heftza the chametz? Right? Think about it this way. I have piles of chametz and matzah. The animal, and what did I plan to do with the piles of chametz? Mistama, I planned to eat them if it's still in the time, heterachilo, or to destroy them, or to sell them to a guy if it's still in the time, whatever the case may be. I had this pile of chametz, which I planned to burn, right? I had a pile of chametz I planned to burn. And now, a mouse might have taken one of those pieces into my house or not. Is that pile of chametz have a cheskas heter? No. This chametz has cheskas iser. There's a pile of chametz with cheskas iser. I just don't know where this cheskas iser is. Is it all filled in the pile? Or did some of it go into my house? I'm not called cheskas heter. If I mean, this is a big deal, and you should know. Even better than the deal in the achronim. Take a simple case. I have a pile of treif hot dogs. I'm not sure if someone put one of those hot dogs on my plate. So you say, cheskas heter. This plate is b'cheskas heter. The plate is not because of anything. The plate is a piece of cheres. There were hot dogs that were usher. I don't know if the usher things stayed in one place or one of them moved to another place. That's not called cheskas heter. As a matter of fact, many acronyms say these are big machlokes acronyms. Those of us who are, anyone's here in the afternoon. We just talked about it in the beginning of Siman Kuf Hey of Yoredeya by Safek Kavush. Let's say that's a class case. Let's say we're not sure if the acronym go to town on this. We're not sure if there's some treif chelev. We're not sure if someone poured some of it in my cholent or not. Do we say cheskas heter? Cholent cheskas heter? Not necessarily. We're not asking about the cholent. Cholent does Becheskes have to? We're asking where the chilav is. If some of the chilav is in my cholent, then it's a problem because of Becheskes Isser. Right? Okay, but Kolshkin here, where it's not the word for something else. Right? That's Machlok Zachronim. Do you say, well, the cholent is Becheskes Heter, or mine right now, we got the chilav in it, or no? Forget the cholent. I want to know, is the chilav here, or is the chilav there? Chilav is Becheskes Isser. Okay, big mitzoa in your data. But Lamaisa, for our purposes, just say very pasha. Just say very simple. How do you defend it? No. If Chefza is the chametz and not the house, keep in mind, there is never a case in Shas. I said Shas. I'm not talking about Poskim. Never, I'm Rishonim. Never a case in Shas where it says, I know there's a line, Cheskasa, Badi, Cheskasa, Ina, Badi, Dabdal. That means, do we assume the owner searched it or not? There's never a line in Shas where it says, ah, the house has a status of baduk, we assume it keeps that status until proven otherwise. Has a status of ain't no baduk, we assume it keeps until proven otherwise. Never says that in Shas. Now, it could be that Tos says, never says that in Shas, but it's obviously true. But lam dafka. If the chet is chometz and not the house, then there's no cheskas heter. What do you mean? If you're not sure if the iser is over here or over there, that's not called cheskas heter. Cheskas heter is only if there's a chalos in the house. So then this depends, is the chalos in the house or is the chalos in the chametz? And then, as whoever it was just pointed out a second ago, that might defend what might we say now? We might say now, first of all, we might say now as such, in which case, the balamor what would we say? We'd say if you're talking about bittul on the Doraisa level, is the Doraisa chalos in the house or is the Doraisa chalos in the chametz? Not so clear, especially if you hold that you're only chayav when your chametz is in your house, right? Like the shita of the Ramban against Tosos. But even so, the pashut shot is that it's a chalos in the chametz, right? Correct. Correct. I think you're right. In which case, right? So, in which case, what are you going to say? If we're talking about Balye Ra'e, Balye Matzei, Mita Oraisa, the pashtus is it's chalos in the chametz, it's not in the house, right? It's a pasta. It's a big chiddush saying that the rice is a chalos in the house. I'm not saying it's impossible, because if you hold like the Ramban against Tosos, that it's only us should have chametz in your house, and that it's most should have chametz not in your house, I still wouldn't say that. It would still be a stretch, right? Still be a stretch. Pasta is the chalos in the chametz, and it's not going to be in your house, right? But pasta is, l'chora, it's a chalos in the chametz. Not the house. Even if we're talking about Dika Midrabanan, after all, everyone's going to have this problem. Truth is, I take it back. Anyone who says dealing with Dika is going to have this problem. This is a question on anyone, including Rov Rishonim, who says that the Sugya is about the Dika. Anyone who says the Sugya is about the Dika is going to have this problem, right? Any Rishonim says the sugya is about Bedika is going to have, what about the fact that it's Cheskas Baduk? So if it's Doraisa, the answer, we could get out of the Reis question by saying, I think there's a Reis question. Was it? Vod Kasha, we don't know. By saying the Cheftz is the Chai, it's not the house. What if you say it's Bedika to Rabbanan? Then, here the Eben Ozel wanted to defend Rashi. Says Rashi says about Bedika. What about Cheskas Baduk? So that might depend what the purpose of the Bedika is, right? Ulai Taloi, Bimachlokes, Rashi, and Tosfos, on the base of an Aleph. If you say like Rashi, what do I mean by that? If you say like Rashi, Gazru, Mishon Bayira, Bayimatze, then Lechora, the Chefta, is the Chametz. If you say like Tosfos, and most Rishonim, Gazru Shema Yavo La'achlo, then it it's more nicha to say that the chefza is the house. Okay, I'm not saying this is 100% proven. You know, you could stretch otherwise, but I think the simple shot that you bring in this question, and I was wrong, it's not only a question of number one on Tosfos, we're not going to get to number two yet. It's not only a question on Tosfos and the Balamor. It's a question on anyone who says that the sugya is rapidika. What about, why is the sugya ignoring Cheskes Batuk? So the answer could be either because the reis that destroys the chazaka. Most chazakas don't have a reis like this that will destroy them. But this, the reis that destroys the chazaka. Most chazakas, afterwards, you wonder what happened. You know, you measure the mikvah later and it was chaser. That's not as big a reis. It's called a reis, not as big. Over here, mamish, you see something changing. You're just not sure exactly how it changed. That's such a reis that destroys the chazaka. Or you could say, no, who says the chazaka? We had a lot of lumps about the chazaka being the house. But who says the chefza is the house, especially if it's no raisa, then maybe we say the chefza is not the house of the chametz, even if it's drabanan, or maybe it's holy rosh and tosos. So therefore, I think there's a lot of ways out of Tosos' question. It turns out Tosos' question is not so strong. That might be why, in the other versions of Tosos here, if you look them up, you'll see he wasn't dope for the first answer. Okay, we'll have to continue. Amir Tzashem, next time, we'll really have to get into it and try to figure out, again, the answers to both of our questions, which is A, in Teishat Tziburin, even if it's a suffix, why is it L'chumra? B, even if it's a suffix L'chumra, why don't we say suffix goes with a suffix and maybe the mouse ate it? And C, then how does that follow through to all the future cases in the Gemara? And then we'll come back and look at the rule of Kavua and look at like each of the Shas Sugyas in and of itself. So we have Mirtz Hashem, a lot of work to do between now and between now and Pesach, if we can get to the next Mishnah, that would be amazing. We'll see how far we can get in the 2.5 weeks that are left to us. All right. If anyone has questions, feel free to ask.